With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. On Capitol Hill, high drama as Congress heads into the weekend. President Trump's big, beautiful bill facing challenges from House conservatives as well as the Senate's parliamentarian. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana hopes that Senate Republicans pass their version of the legislation with minimal changes before sending it back to the House.
Well, the jury's still out on what those modifications are going to be. I will have to wait about 72 hours for the bill to lay over before we can vote. But the plan would be, if it's in the shape that we can use it, then we'll pass it and approve it on probably Tuesday. It would also allow for the president to have a big, beautiful bill signing on Independence Day. And I certainly hope we can keep that deadline.
Senator Mike Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview can be heard starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Busy day, Supreme Court upholding a Texas law aimed at blocking kids from seeing pornography online. More than a dozen states have passed similar age verification laws as smartphones and other devices make it easier to access online pornography. And the Trump administration has won a major legal victory in the high court. Justices ruling that individual judges lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions, effectively blocking presidential executive orders. It is a big win for Donald Trump. And the Supreme Court has ruled that Maryland parents who have religious objections may pull their children from public school lessons that use the LGBT books. Justices reversed lower court rulings in favor of the Montgomery County school system. This is SRN News. Now, Delaware apparently is going all in on transgenderism.
Democratic Governor Matt Meyer has issued an executive order designed to make his state a destination for people who want their children to have sex change operations. The order establishes that Delaware is now a, quote, shield state, prohibiting state agencies from cooperating with investigations, subpoenas, or legal actions initiated in other states against individuals or providers involved in gender-affirming care. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Armenia's security services arresting one of the country's top religious leaders on terrorism charges and accuse him of plotting to overthrow the government. Archbishop Bagrat Kalyanston is a leading figure in the influential Armenian Apostles' Church. The government accuses him of planning to carry out bombings and arson attacks. This is SRN News. Huge wildfire near Athens prompting authorities to evacuate several smaller communities. Temperatures approaching 105 degrees in the first heat wave of the summer in Greece.
About two dozen water-dropping planes and helicopters are providing air support to at least 130 firefighters battling the blazes in the Palaia Vogaia seaside area south of Athens. Local Mayor Dimitris Loukas said on Greek state-run ERT television that several houses are believed to have been damaged by the blaze.
That is correspondent Charles De La Desmond reporting. Flash flooding triggered by pre-monsoon rains sweeping away dozens of tourists in northwest Pakistan earlier in the day, killing at least eight people. Nationwide death toll from rain-related incidents rose to 18 later in the day. More details at srnnews.com.